Hi, Patriot Pals. Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. I am always very excited to have my guest here today, Andrew Sorcini. When I started having you on and asking you to come on, I wanted to know about gold and silver and all of that. And I had friends and family asking, and I said, well, I trust Andrew. I know he's the real deal and he'll come on maybe. And you did. And 10 months later, thank God, because we are in a serious situation where it's no longer like, should you diversify? Should you have assets? Should you be pulling your money out of these institutions that seem to be turning on us right in front of our eyes? But now it's like a necessity, right?
It is. And hi, Mel. Thanks again for having me back. One thing we were talking about right before this was, it's a really important point. In the last 10 years, we've gone from about 1 to 2% of all Americans understand what gold and silver can do for their portfolio, as far as hedging and protecting you. And the supply of available gold and silver is really dwindling. Like, we're feeling a lot of pressure right now to be able to keep the stock in. And it just takes one big world event to really scare people enough to go out and make those conversions into gold and silver that they've been thinking about. So as we start to together help people, educate people and help them understand why they need gold and silver,
right,
going to become less and less available. So people need to move quickly.
Yeah. And I mean, it's also on top of that, we saw that these giant inflation rates today, higher than in 30 years. This is a controlled demolition of America. If people aren't aware that this is all by design. And, you know, what we're seeing at our ports, I had on Patrick Byrne, who knows a lot about a lot of this stuff, also starting Overstock. He knows all about the ports and the supply chain and what's going on with that. And even in Zero Hedge today, they went through how everything is going up, from like food stuff to cars to electric. It's just everything is skyrocketing. And the supply chain's about to really, really start to affect people in their, if it hasn't already. We're going to have a very, very scary, I think, Thanksgiving and Christmas season with a lot of lack. And these Marxist communists, they're even going towards, I'm watching this happen, we're going to have a place where we're rationing stuff. So this comes back into when you once spoke about how gold and silver can actually be used as currency. And I think that's something people don't really think about. They think we get it and it sits there. But I mean, I honestly think that we, the people, the United States and all over the world that are watching what's going on with the Great Reset, need to actually look for ways to do business together without going through their model.
We definitely need to figure out a way to be able to do the transactions that we need to do for goods and services and have it be off the grid and be self-sufficient in that manner. I do have one story where a lady that was on the phone making a purchase from me, she was at her home. And she had someone, a family friend that also is in the construction business, doing some work on her home. So she felt comfortable enough to let him hear our conversation. So he could only hear what she was saying. But after the call was done and she made the purchase, she said, he said to her, did you just buy some gold and silver over the telephone? And she said, well, yes, it's not my first transaction with him. And he's a good guy and he delivers a product quickly and insured. And he goes, wow. He goes, you know, you could pay me for any of these projects in gold and silver.
Right. People have to be smart like that.
Yeah. And she did. She paid for that exact transaction with silver that we had previously sent to her.
Oh, and, wow.
And right now people do it as sort of a joke, but it actually is real. It's right. A real currency. The gentleman can call us or take it almost anywhere and sell it for whatever the going rate is.
Right. And I saw the rate went up again today for gold and silver. It looks like silver as well. Why is that? Is that because people are finally seeing that inflation is not transitory? It's going to be probably it's not. It's like it's absurd how fast this is going, this demolition of our economy. But is inflation and the higher cost of goods and the scarcity of goods, is this making people buy like more apt to buy it than they might have been before?
It is. It's actually making people rush to buy it, which is which is good for keeping us busy, but hard as far as keeping the product in. But that's what's happening. We've seen gold go up about $80 an ounce just in the last week and a half. We've seen silver recover about $2.50 an ounce. And for anyone that's out there that's thinking, wow, you know, if they've both gone up that much, maybe I just missed the boat and I should just look at other things. Now, both gold and silver are significantly below their all-time highs. So, right. So if you get in now, there's a lot of room for it to move upward, especially with silver. Silver is currently at just under $25 an ounce, and the all-time high for silver is $50, and it's done that a couple of times. So it's got a lot of room to grow, where gold is about almost $300 below its all-time high.
Wow.
So lots of room.
Cool.
Rob Reilly here. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Rob.
How are you? You know, just along that point, one of the things that we were talking about earlier is the fact that a lot of the big financial institutions, you know, they have some control over the price of precious metals and other things through the contracts market, right? So some of the people that I talk to say that gold is actually it's suppressed, the value is suppressed relative to what it might look like as a pure commodity that wasn't controlled,
manipulated. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And derivatives have been a really big part of the financial markets for the last 10 or 15 years. And for people out there that just hear that word all the time and don't really understand what it is, I can give it to you in just the simplest terms. They're derivatives are side bets to protect the larger financial institutions from losing in their investments. So for example, during the years leading up to the 2008 financial crisis, some of these big banks had derivatives against the home loans that people were taking out. So that's why the banks were giving these just crazy loans to people that they knew that they couldn't afford, was because they had derivative bets where if the people were to default on those loans, the bank would actually make more money than if the people were to pay their loans over time.
Right.
And they're still doing those. And it's not just for homes, it's for many things. So it is in the bank's best interest to keep the prices of gold and silver pretty close to where they're at and have it be their insurance policy. Yeah. And just to finish off that thought, it's sort of like, if you were in Las Vegas and you're playing blackjack against the dealer, you probably want to play with the exact same rules that the dealer is using against you. And that's what we should be doing with the banks. We should hedge what we have saved with gold and silver the same way the banks are, but they won't tell you that they're doing that, but they are.
Right. Yeah. You know, I had asked you, I think I sent you something during the week, because I saw this Janet Yellen, and people need to know she ran the Fed. She is a globalist. This is the controlled demolition of our economy. She plays a very big role. But we had talked about a few weeks ago that she, in this Build Back Better bill, which is really the communist takeover of America, they have in there is this giant amount of money to hire 80,000 IRS agents, new ones, which I'm sure are not going to be nice accountants that just want to help the country recoup some of its taxes. The way things are going right now, that's not really who they hire at this point. And we know the IRS is a private entity owned by the Fed, which is a private entity owned by the banking cabal, Bank of International Settlements. But on top of hiring all these new IRS agents, we have the entry of a nominee for the comptroller. Her name is Saul Amarova, a avowed communist Marxist from Russia, who is out there saying that she wants to destroy the economy of America and rebuild it based on Stalin's economy. And she was out there even today talking about that she wants to bankrupt our energy, gas, and fossil fuels. But a few weeks ago, people didn't realize they're talking about putting this woman in as a recess appointment, which Obama did a lot, which means that when they're shut down, they have special powers to put in this woman. Well, the woman comes out and says, and everyone should look her up because this is terrifying. She says that she wants to end, she would be the comptroller in charge of all the private banks. She wants to end private banking in America for consumers and for corporations and have everything go through the Fed. and therefore end banking as we know it in America. But then this would be tied to an international one world government, basically currency, that would also include all of your health records, your health ID, all of your financial records, your financial transactions. And then it would also include a social credit score and a carbon tracing and all of that with full track and trace. And if that happens, we the people need to realize, A, we got to resist that. But B, this is a time when they are going after we the people for real. And what this woman is saying, people need to know now is the time. You don't want to be left behind if they actually try to pull this off or even get close. And because she's even talking about regulating how much companies can pay their employees and taking out fines from people's bank accounts for different things, including not getting a vaccine, to using too much carbon because you took too many flights, to that they can actually go in there. This would be taking all of private banking and all of our free will with our money completely away from us and putting it in the hands of the people in Davos and the Great Reset. This is the only way, I think, is to have assets like gold and silver, because otherwise they're going to come in and take your money and you're not going to even have a say.
Exactly. It's all of that is quite frightening. It's all these like socialist and communist ideas. It's really unbelievable that could happen in this country. But something that we've talked about before is that these unpopular ideas just get introduced time and time again. Right. Usually they'll get shot down, but then we become comfortable with hearing about their possibility. And then next thing you know, it becomes reality and you're at the water cooler at the office and you say, wow, did you see that? They're going to start tracking all of this, or they're going to track that, or they're going to start sending a 1099 for any transaction over $600.
Right. Right. Yep. And she walked that back. But then if you heard her 2 days ago, it was doublespeak. Now it was $10,000. It's called spying, mm-hmm. you know, on we the people, no matter what the number is, and they can play with it. I mean, I'm still firmly in belief that the white hats are in control, but I have to say what they are threatening is really scary. And I don't think we're at the demoralization phase. We're at the phase with all of that, but we're still not at, I don't think, the crisis phase of their master plan. And though people like us and millions and millions, people are waking up so much all over the world of patriots and people that love God and country that are saying enough's enough. But the seizing of our assets, because like I said to you, what happened to me this week, I keep getting flagged for transactions that they don't even appear to be fraud. Clearly places I've bought from before. And then they don't tell me that whoever I'm paying tells me. And it does appear that they're already tracking our finances. And I think that people need to understand gold and silver isn't tracked like that. That's true, right?
It's true. If you buy the right kind, it's not tracked that way. If you were to sell your investment property and then take it and go buy 1 ounce gold bars, and then if you needed to sell those gold bars, that is a transaction that is tracked and that you would actually receive a 1099.
Right.
So there are ways to bypass that. People can invest in pre-1933 gold, which are old $20, $10, and $5 gold pieces that used to circulate in America 100 years ago. Coins from 1964 and before. Those are non-reportable assets. And those are items that we believe will be the currency of the future. Really, they are currency right now. We've just given one example about the construction guy
that
actually accepted it as currency, but it will be currency. And people, one thing that people, especially your listeners, will call in all the time and say, well, how will I know what a dime or a quarter that's made of silver will be worth when the dollar goes kaput, or if it goes kaput? And I just say, look, we don't have to worry about that right now, because right now there isn't a strong need for us to have that information. The value of each coin is based on the content of gold or silver that is inside of it.
Right.
But later we'll have a way to be able to track everything, probably online. It could be Twitter. It could be on shows like yours, which are the real news now.
Yeah. You know, speaking of the other thing that is real news and nobody's paying attention to really out there, they're certainly not reporting it, is Janet Yellen also said something insane and scary again. But this has to do with having assets, gold, silver, real estate, other tangible assets. She said something the other day, and I usually go to you for explaining anything like this because it sounds crazy, but she said that they're going to be taxing unrealized gains in the stock market, which would also affect people's 401ks and IRAs. What does that mean?
It's just, it's mind blowing. So and what it would mean to me is that in an up market, like how we've seen in the stocks for the last 10 to 13 years,
right?
Anybody out there, like a fifth grader, or anybody can just take one finger, just do this on the stock page, and whatever stock your finger lands on, you could have bought that stock and it would have gone up. Right. So what she's talking about is taxing gains for stocks that you bought that have become worth more than what you bought them for, but you've not closed out those positions. You've not actually made a profit yet. And if what she wants were to go through, then they would tax you on profits that you've not yet made. And I'll just tell you that I know Rob has a background in banking, and I have a little bit of a background in stocks. And I'll tell you that anybody can pick a winner, but the real, in the stock market, anybody can pick a winner, but the real skill comes in selling it, because many people out there will take a winning stock trade and just hold it for so long that it turns into a loser.
Right.
So then if you were taxed on it 2 years before when it was up, then that would require a lot of extra work and accounting. And I guess the federal government would have to hire more IRS agents or other people, which is going to cost us more money in taxes. And I just think it's a terrible idea.
Yeah. And also because I think the traditional model is you get taxed when you sell, not when it goes up in your account and you're not touching it, which then also, you know, these people that have IRAs, 401ks, that they're in like investment funds, that would affect all of those people that never even pay attention, like people that have pensions and never think about it. They just think their pension will be there. And, you know, then if Yellen gets this plan through, maybe not.
Not a fan at all. It's not at all. And she's one of the ones that were involved in the passing of the Dodd-Frank Act,
right,
back when Obama was president. And that's just something that it really takes away our liberties. There's a lot of things that are written into it, and people can Google the Dodd-Frank Act. And it was something that was just in a sentence or two sold to the American public as a way to protect us from having a repeat of the financial crisis. But and in many ways, that's what it is. But there's also things written in that take away our liberties in the name of things like being taken advantage of and terrorism.
Right.
Right.
We've been seeing a lot of that. It's really really crazy at this point. And I think here's another thing I've been thinking about. There's the people that are willing to, you know, live off the government. They're on welfare. They get food stamps. They get housing subsidies, all of that. There's that group of people that, you know, then there's the chunk of us in the middle class that have been like myself. Took me 20 years to pay off my student loans. I work in LA and in New York. The rents are crazy. You know, I wasn't really thinking all this time about long term. I mean, I have some here and there, but I think most Americans, especially the middle class that has been so decimated over the last 2 years, especially, but before, and now I told you all these minimum wage things are going to go up. So small businesses are going to have to lay off people. It's just going to be a cycle. But, and then people talk about the very rich and how, you know, they're in their own thing. I don't think with the plans that they're putting out there, it's not going to make much of a difference if you're in the middle class or you're considered wealthy or rich. And I'm not talking about all the billionaires that made a fortune off of COVID somehow, but I'm talking about just your average person that worked their whole lives. They're, you know, in their 60s, 70s, they have money put away. They felt safe. They or people that were about to retire. It just seems to me right now that protecting your money in taking it out of their model is the best way to protect yourself, because it used to be something I don't think that most working middle class caught in the debt slavery model, whether we knew it or not, thought about that much. That gold seemed like something extravagant, or even silver, like buying it. Right now, I think it's a true necessity. And people that are just average working people need to realize it's not a privileged thing anymore. It really is a safety net.
It's true. It really is. It's and like you said, the lower class is absolutely getting slaughtered right now. I was watching television just recently where the mandate here in Los Angeles that just went into place where people have to show their vaccination card to enter many things like movies or restaurants or so much more than that. that the people that actually work at these places actually have to police the people that are coming in to patronize those businesses. And it's just, it's almost too much. It's this is like the final blow for the Main Street type businesses. And many of them will have to fold up where, like you said, the a lot of people got super rich during COVID, and that's probably why the government wants to hire more IRS agents, because they know those people know how to dance around not paying taxes, and they want to go after them. But it is sad, and people do need to contact us and find out what their options are.
Right.
And just one more thing, almost what you were talking about, we have some younger people calling us now looking for gold and silver, which is great, because they're not usually the younger seem to like the cryptocurrency, but they're actually wanting gold and silver. But they'll say that they hear us talk about like 401ks and retirement accounts, and they say, well, why do people have those? They say that. They go, what
are they? Because they don't even do it anymore.
They don't know. Yeah. It's it's very, very interesting. But I think that that going into gold and silver is a great place to be for right now. It's if you do convert part of your greenbacks into gold and silver, it doesn't mean that it's stuck being in gold and silver for the rest of your life.
Right.
You can get into that anytime you want. You can say, we'll buy it back. So if you wait long enough, you can sell it back to us for more.
Right. I just think people have to really wake up and realize the government that we thought we had is no longer for we the people, certainly not by the people. But I'm just seeing more and more moves by the commercial banks, or the Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, with, you know, giving over people's records, or, you know, doing the just odd things, changing terms of service out of nowhere, you know, and people aren't reading it. And it's a lot of this is about surveillance. And the closer it gets to surveillance, the closer it gets to the Chinese model of social credit score connected to your bank account, the closer we are to people waking up one day and having their bank accounts wiped out. And another thing people ask me about is, does Andrew send actual silver, and what do I do with it when I get it? And I said, no, there's two options, because then people are like, well, what if I get robbed? I'm like, well, put it in a safe. But no, well, what actually happens when somebody buys some gold or silver?
I would say 90% of the time we actually deliver it to the client themselves. So they call us, we talk about gold and silver. They'll tell us what they're looking to invest. We'll do a deal with them. They will pay for it, and we'll ship it to them fully insured. And then usually they'll take it and put it in a gun safe. You know, don't tell anyone you have it. Try not to put it in a safe deposit box unless you really feel that that you're life could be threatened by having it at home or at your office. But if for people that want to own a lot of silver and don't really have the space for it, or just would like the peace of mind, we could set up an account at a depository in Delaware where it can be stored there. It's safe. It's insured. Right. I have an account there for the company.
Right.
And it makes it easier if you decide you want to sell some of it back to us. And it just costs a 0.5% of the value of whatever is stored there per year.
Oh, wow.
That's great. And you'll get statements of what's in there.
That's great. Yeah. I just, it's not for rich people. I want my audience to know, because I'm more of them, a middle-class girl that's just been working my butt off for 25 years. And I never really thought about any of this stuff until, well, when I started talking to you, I was curious because I knew that something was coming. But right now we're in a dire situation where I really don't know who to trust. And I certainly am watching BlackRock and Vanguard and the Fed, and then the international bankers and Davos and all the stuff they're talking about with this, climate $150 trillion in loans they want to give out to put us back into the debt slavery model. It's just really important that people don't look at it and think, well, I only have $10,000. I only have this. It's really important that people realize right now it is so unstable. We have not yet hit crisis mode, I don't think. And I think right now more than ever, because Andrew, you're just so nice and easy to work with, and a real honest guy. You've proven over and over. I get so many emails about how much you've helped people. I just think people have to stop thinking it's for rich people and really realize, no, it's safety and security that you're not going to get right now through our government or our banks.
That's true. It's,
I mean, there's another part to that, which is getting out of the system, because, you know, part of what we talk about a lot is kind of resisting, whether it's resisting the vaccine or the, you know, and the mandates, resisting some of their nonsense. We need to try to get out of their system, because when we defund them and we're not participating, then they have no power over us. So, you know, it's also another hedge to move the ball forward for, you know, we the people.
Right.
Oh, for sure. We've talked about this many times, where people that go and try to withdraw funds or wire funds away from their bank account to us or to anywhere else, that the bankers are regularly asking, what are you doing with this? And they're making it hard for you to take your own funds out of the bank. And you just have to wonder, why would they do that? Like, they're not paying these bankers like any money. Like, the ones that are making money are the executives, but the ones that work in the bank aren't making that much.
Right.
It's not going to benefit them if you keep your money there or you don't. It's coming from up top. And you just have to wonder, the more that they want to keep you from doing it, that should make you really question why it is that they're doing what they're doing, and really validate what your initial decision was, which is to get it out of the banking system, get it off the grid and have it close to you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like my grandma used to always talk about the depression. She had, like, my great grandparents had 8 kids and the whole thing. And they talk about it. And I grew up with these, you know, lots of stories about it. And people have to realize this is very similar to where we are right now, and prepare, because they didn't. And we should learn from history that, you know, some people put their money, some people to this day still keep their money under their mattress. But, you know, this is the next level of preparing yourself, because they didn't prepare then. And look at what happened. 2008, people didn't prepare. Look at what happened. And now we're at a place where we are eyes wide open now. We are much more awake, much more aware, and have to really realize, you know, you don't know who to trust. The best person to trust is yourself. And if you buy gold and silver, you're in control. And I think that's the most important aspect of taking care of yourselves right now. People are very scared. There's a lot of anxiety. When you know that you have gold downstairs that anyone will buy, you will buy back. You know that you're not going to go starving. You know, when the supply chain locks up and they start rationing food as they're planning to, which I don't think they'll get there, but they certainly would like to, you still have your gold downstairs and nobody can take that from you or control it or control you. So thank you so much, Andrew. You got anything else, Rob, really?
No, I just would encourage everyone to come over to the MelKShow.com and our partners page. And Andrew's the Beverly Hills Precious Metal tile is right up there at the top. You can click through there and contact Andrew. All the contact information is there. All the contact information will be in the description. But Andrew, I know you like to talk to people directly, and so why don't you also give, you know, directly how they can get you?
Yeah, it's all you would need to do is just call the toll-free number at 866-346-5325. I'll repeat it again. It's 866-346-5325. And also, you can go on our website and fill out the new first-time customer red button. Just click on the red button, fill out the form, and be sure to say that Mel K sent you, and put as much in the notes as you possibly can. And right now, we're seeing something that we haven't seen in a very long time with gold and silver. So the amount of people that are requesting help from us is the highest it's ever been. So if you could give us a day or two, and we will get back with you. If you feel that we're not getting back with you quick enough, go on there and submit it again. Say, this is my second request. And we see those. I see them all. And we hand them to the different associates here. We'll get back with you.
Yeah, make sure you say Mel K, because Andrew really likes me.
I do.
No, but the truth is also that, listen, I just want to say to people that are like me, just every day, if I didn't find this, look, you know, PayPal cut me off. We've had to jump around. If I didn't find this calling, I feel like right now doing the show with my subscribers and stuff, I don't know what I'd be doing. But no matter how much money I had in the bank or have had in the bank or whatever, right now, don't limit yourself by thinking, well, I only have a small amount of money saved up or whatever. It's not worth it. It is worth it right now. Please, please pay attention. And also, we've seen a lot of attacks on anyone that's telling the truth, anyone that's trying to thwart the Marxist globalist takeover of our planet, especially of our country, which is the last one standing in the way of it. So please support everyone. You can also go to my we just started a private server. It's the melkayshow.tv. And if you go over there, no matter what they do, you'll always be able to find us. And Andrew, thank you so much. You've helped me so much and many people. I get a lot of emails because people have been taken advantage of before. Not everyone out there is legit. You've been doing this since like basically you were a teenager.
Yeah, true.
And I know you and your wife are, and you're just such good people. And I appreciate how much time and effort you take to talk to everyone. And I just don't want anyone to be intimidated and think, you know, well, I'm not rich, so it's not for me. Well, I'm not either. And I guarantee you, you will feel a lot better if you have a little bit of gold in your home. So thank you, Andrew, as always. It's great seeing you. And I will see you again. Any last words for our amazing subscribers?
Call us and let's get you some gold and silver while you still can.
Yeah.
The supply is actually dwindling and time is running out to be able to get it without a wait. Call us.
Okay. Thanks so much, Andrew. And thank you, you've really helped so many people have a little peace of mind out there in a very difficult time. And I appreciate the time you personally take. It's really amazing. You're such a nice guy and you really, really, I don't know how you sleep. You must be so busy, but
I almost don't sleep, but that's okay. I'll sleep.
I know. I can't imagine. But thank you for everything. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Mal.